entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 122. It happens to be our first episode in 2016. So happy New Year, everyone. Hope you had a happy New Year's Eve celebration. Joining us, our setup's a little different today. All three of us are at different locations. Layton's Skyping in from a few states away in the woods of Arkansas.
Yep. Well, actually in the parking lot of Arkansas, but yeah.
And I'm up in my home in Elkhart, and Theodore is the only one in studio, and he's the one that is doing the recording and making sure we all sound terrific.
Way to go, Theodore. Way to hold down the fort.
You're welcome.
So, Layton, do you want to let the listeners know what day it is in case they don't have a smartphone or just forget what day of the month or day of the week it might be?
It is Saturday, January 2nd.
2016. How many weeks does it take you to stop writing 2015 when you're writing the date?
At least 9 months. And then I start getting it right. So I I had just 2015 down pat, and now we've already switched.
I know. I do have an update to give the listeners. My tech tip from the previous podcast was the coin, which is a consolidator for credit cards. You can store all of your credit cards in this single card called the coin. And at the time of last week's recording, I had only tried it at two different places, but in those two places, it had worked better than all the places I had tried version one of the coin. And since that time, I've used it at probably seven or eight different locations, and it has worked flawlessly.
Well, that's splendid.
So I'm happy to report on that. Something we mentioned last time was the Tim Tam Slam, which is the Canadian delicacy where you bite the opposite corners of wafers and dip it in coffee, and then use the wafer as a straw to suck up the coffee, and then quickly eat it while it is soaked and soggy with coffee. So, have either of you guys given that a shot?
I know I haven't because I can't afford wafers because I'm in service.
Well, you could maybe try it with any kind of cracker or you know not doughy, but, you know, snack that has bread or something on the inside where you could use it as a straw.
Right.
Suck out the air.
Well, so. I thought, you know, I decided to just go budget on it, and I just used a regular straw, and I slurped up some coffee with the normal straw, and then I tried eating the straw, and it just didn't go well.
Well, and okay, here's some further instructions for you. There is a video over on the website, a video from Rhett and Link, and they try out the Tim Tam Slam.
Oh, okay.
So you can watch on there, and maybe after watching that, you'll think of maybe some other items to try to use with the Tim Tam Slam.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Speaking of the website, I'd mentioned also that we're doing some updates over there. Did any of you, Theodore or Layton, have a chance to check it out? And I'd like to hear your feedback on that.
I checked it out a minute and a half ago, and it looks fabulous. I mean, yeah. Look, we got home and about. We have two tabs. Oh, and what is that in the under the about tab? We have what level of awesome are you? And then a drop-down box. Oh, there's four levels of awesomeness.
That's over, yeah. If you're looking at our desktop screen, it'll be over on the left-hand side. Right underneath where it says camera fund.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. And it's in a red box.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's beautiful. It looks great on iPad. I don't know how it looks on the desktop.
Theodore, did you have any thoughts or comments on that before we head on to more important things?
looks cool.
All right. So earlier this week, I met someone for the first time. It was a friend of my cousin, and it was actually at a coffee shop. And so, and I guess, by the way, the French Press Podcast, if this is your first time listening, it's conversations with Leighton and Ruben, and it's the kind of conversation you would have around coffee, which is why it's called the French Press Podcast. And yep. Once in a while, we actually have interesting people on the podcast, like Katrina Hoover. She's an author. We have had Uncle Kevin on to tell some funny stories in the past. And actually coming up next week, we'll be joined by Mr. Dave, who is a local school teacher. And he's got some exciting it's always exciting to have him on. I'm sure he's got a great story to share with us again. So anyway.
You're talking about this person that you met at a coffee shop.
Yeah. I met this person, a friend of my cousin, for the first time. And here in America, at least, when you meet someone, not even for the first time, but when you meet someone, it is proper custom to shake their hands.
Right.
And it's always important to leave a good impression right from the beginning, because first impressions go a long way. And I always try to have a nice, firm handshake. However, that didn't happen this time. And the reason it didn't happen is because I was standing, and this new person that I met for the first time was sitting down, and I extended my hand forward as far as it would possibly go, but he didn't meet me halfway.
So wait, did you have to go 90? Did you go 90% and he went 10?
I went 100. Oh, yeah. I guess you can't go 100%. I went 90%. Well,
100% on your part is basically like you just grabbed his hand and just shook it, and it was just kind of limply there.
Well, that would have been better, but instead, I went 90%, and he didn't. A big part of the handshake is when you first meet hands, like your thumbs, the between your thumb and the forefinger, they need to make solid contact, right?
Yes.
And that's where it starts, and then you close grip, and give a few friendly shakes up and down. Well, I had extended 90%, and he just pretty much grabbed my fingers, and so I couldn't grab because he had my fingers, and so I just felt – and I did try to – in between the first and the second shake, I tried to
– increase your hold? Like –
Well, increase my – I was trying to go from 90% to 95%, but it was still not enough to complete – a firm handshake.
Oh, no.
And so my question is, and the whole time we were talking, that's all I could think about. I was thinking, he thinks I have a weak handshake and therefore thinks I am a weak person.
Well, no, that's not what happened, because he obviously isn't familiar with the fine art of the handshake, Ruben. And thus he doesn't know, like, how weighty a handshake is in a first impression.
Well, my question is, how do you recover from that?
Okay, so after this has all happened, like, you're trying to figure out how to establish yourself as, like, you know, you are confident, and you're trying to make up for that weak handshake, basically.
Yeah, I don't need to be dominant, but I just want to be recognized as an equal.
As an equal. Well, what you could do is remain standing. Like, well, just the whole time that you're talking.
I actually did do that, because it was just a brief – we weren't going to sit down and chat for a while. My cousin just introduced us, and then I was actually on my way out of the coffee shop.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I did remain standing, but we were only there for, you know, talking for probably about a minute and a half.
Right. The other thing is remain – like, give, like, hard eye contact. Like, look him just right in the eye. Ugh. Just, like, look through his eyes down to his soul.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing you can do.
Okay.
Thirdly, you know, you are standing. Fold your arms. Fold your arms, like, just in front of you, and then kind of puff out your chest.
Okay, somewhat menacingly.
Exactly. That'll okay. also give just, like, a strong, strong impression.
Okay. I thought about it afterwards. Maybe I could have also closed with a handshake. And then I would have been prepared for the 5 or 10% he was giving. I could have went like 98%.
I see.
And I could have went with – maybe I should have went with two hands closing it. That way I could have grabbed his forearm with my left hand and properly attached, you know, our two right hands together.
Well, the thing is, though, like, if you're using two hands for a handshake, especially for a closing handshake, it almost seems like a little bit more personal, a little bit too personal, especially in that exchange. Like, I found myself when I went home to visit after not being home for like 5 months, and I went to church, and, you know, I see all these people at my church for the first time in ages. I found myself using both hands. Just because it's like, like, I just want to just squeeze the life out of your fingers so that I can take a little bit, like, with me back to Hillcrest. That's how much I missed you kind of thing.
Okay. I can definitely see that where, yeah, if I don't know the person that well, it might be trying to be too personal.
Yeah, you're, like, forcing yourself on them.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not good. Secondly, I don't think you should ever close with a handshake. Unless, like, I'm talking closing handshake. Opening handshake is always good. But closing handshake, I think, should only be done after you've, like, been talking with this person in, like, an important meeting. And, you know, it's like a salutation, like, you know, as you're leaving. Like, it should be a lengthy exchange of words before you close with a handshake.
Okay. All right. That's good. Because I don't want this to happen again. But in case it does, you know, I want to be properly prepared.
Right. And then another thing you could do to make sure that you get the 100% is, like, just take some butter, put it in a bowl, and then put that bowl in the microwave and microwave it for about 2 minutes, and then take it out. And then while it's still nice and hot and melty, just drizzle it over your hand and just, like, just slather that butter all over. Preferably the hand that you use to handshake with, like your right hand. You're right-handed, right, Ruben?
I am.
Okay, good.
And that's customary, the right-handed handshake.
Yeah, exactly. So you just lather that in butter real good so it's good and greased up. And then go to wherever you're meeting that person. And then with the grease on your fingers, you should be able to slither in that 100%.
That is key because, yeah, I couldn't slide forward because its grip was too firm on my fingers.
Right.
That's good.
Right. So grease them up real good. And
I'm afraid after that handshake, like, there might be some questions you might ask, you know, man, your hand's kind of greasy or something. Like, what would be my defense at that point?
Well, greasy hands, Ruben, greasy hands isn't near as bad as an impression, as a first impression, than a weak handshake.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I can see that.
Yeah. So it's important to get that 100%. 100% or bust.
Okay. I guess if listeners have any thoughts on this too, how to recover from a weak handshake, you could send a message or a comment over on our Facebook page, French Press Podcast. Just search for that on Facebook. And, you know, if you have a better idea than what we've come up with here in these last few minutes, we'll definitely share it on the next episode.
Okay.
All right. I've got something that's been grinching me, Leighton. But
what's your grinch, Ruben?
Well, we've been talking about my issues for a while now. Do you have something that you want to bring to the table?
The only thing that I was going to bring to the table was New Year's. New Year's? It's your New Year.
It's your New Year?
It's our New Year. Yeah. My New Year's Eve party that we had.
Tell me about it.
It was quite something. Well, what we did was we had an open dorm, and that means that the girls – it's like the one time a year that girls are allowed to go into the guys' dorm and look at their rooms, and guys are allowed to go into the girls' dorm and look at their rooms.
I know it's always so interesting doing that. I remember when I was in Bible school, the one night that happened, and it's just I don't know why it is so interesting or so. I'm not sure what the right word is, but there's something about it that's just special. Do you have any insight on that? Why is it so special?
Well, the thing is, it feels like you're. Let me just explain how I felt when I first got in there, when I first got into the girls' dorm. Like,
and be vivid. Paint us a picture.
It's like a long hallways, many rooms. Like, there's rooms on the right side and the left side. And as soon as, like, I was climbing, there's a staircase that goes up to the second floor of the girls' dorm. And I just, like, was realizing, like, this is the first time that I've climbed these stairs. And even the stairs aren't off-limits, really-ish. I mean, they're mostly off-limits, but it's, like, sometimes we'll do singing in the stairwell just because it reverberates really nice and everything, but, like, I really didn't. I think I participated in that once, but I didn't actually climb the stairs. I was just at the bottom of the staircase, so I didn't actually climb them. Whatever. And it was just the act of climbing the stairs, I was like, whoa, this is so foreign to me. And then once we actually, like, passed through the threshold into the hallway, and we looked down that hallway, it was just like, okay, this is very foreign territory, and I feel like I need to have my guard up.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. This is murky water.
I kind of picture it like maybe there's during the Civil War, there's fighting going on, and then at some point after the battle's over, there's a truce called, and then you or the ladies, whichever way it goes, you know, once they step across the battlefield lines into the enemy territory,
yeah,
there's just something. You need to be aware of and be careful about.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
even though it's supposed to be safe.
Oh yeah.
You just don't know.
Yeah, well, you're like visiting the enemy's trenches. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. Exactly.
Anyway, so I'm kind of like walking through the main trench line, and then, like, it's known that you're allowed to go into the rooms. But I actually couldn't bring myself to go into any of the rooms. I might, like, kind of, like, poke a head in, but, like, that was it. Just because it felt, like, so, like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be here, even though I was fully aware that I'm allowed to be here.
Yeah.
It was just very, but fear thee not, the unit leader, Ben, he happened to be walking through at the same time that I was. Or not quite the same. He came like a couple minutes later. And then he's like, hey, did you check out any of the rooms? And I was like, not really. He's like, well, come on, let's go, let's check them out. And I was like, well, this is great. I'm with the unit leader. He is like an all access pass. Like, because you can't do anything like really wrong, or at least not against Hillcrest standards, with the unit leader standing by, because he'll call you out right away. So I was like, oh, this is great. So me and him just went dorm to dorm, kicking in doors. Oogling pictures and whatnot. Just kind of, yeah, it was great. And just like kind of doing like an investigation of all the pictures, trying to figure out like, okay, now whose room is this? And they're like, ah, it's probably hers because she's the one girl that keeps on popping up in all of these pictures that she has hanging along her wall.
Now, Layton, I can only imagine how much work the guys did on their dorms, because I've been in the guys' dorm at Hillcrest.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine how much work went into preparing it. On the ladies' side, do you know, do they spend a lot of time to tidy up, or is it always in the state that it was when you went through?
I'm pretty sure that there were some girls that spent a little bit, they spent a significant amount of time cleaning up.
All right, so I also want to hear what all prep did you go into in preparing the guys' dorm, if you're finished talking about the ladies' dorm.
Okay, well, I mean, mainly what I had to do was just laundry. And actually, like, I had a ton of laundry that was cleaned, but it just wasn't folded. It was in, like, a basket, a laundry basket. Mm-hmm. And so I had to go through and fold all that. And then I had a clock that I had gotten for Christmas, but I hadn't hung it up yet. And so I really wanted to hang it up before open dorm. So, like, an hour before open dorm started, I'm, like, hammering drywall screws into my wall. And, like, trying to make sure that this clock is, like, straight and, like, level. Make sure it's not, you know, because you don't want 6 o'clock on top and 12 o'clock on the bottom. That would
exactly.
be bad.
Exactly.
And confusing.
Now, Layton, I know that in your dorm room, specifically in your room, you have a cool lamp that looks like a steampunk type of lamp.
Yeah.
So did you get any positive comments or feedback about that?
Or about
anything else in your room?
Okay, so like I said, me and Ben were going door to door, whatever, just like kind of doing our investigating, and then we kind of got bored with that. I don't think we even went through all the rooms, but then I was like, "Oh, Ben, you should check out my room," and he's like, "Yeah, I should." So me and him hightailed it over to the guys' dorm, and we went back even before like open dorm was even over.
Okay.
So there were like 20 minutes. There's still like 20 minutes of open dorm yet. And I went over, there were still some girls in our dorm. And so I went back to my room. I showed him my room and it's like, "Oh yeah, this looks cool. This is a cool lamp," whatever. And then while I was in there, there were some girls that had passed through and they're like, "Oh yeah, Ben, your room looks really cool," whatever.
So Layton, was there anything that you had to hide as far, I'm thinking like, was there like boxes of gadgets and gizmos that you had to like, you know, push into the closet, or did you like lock the closet shut because there was so much stuff that if it would open, stuff would just fall out? Was there anything like that that you had to kind of cover up?
There were some like shipping boxes that I had gotten like that my gifts had come in that I had to kind of whatever toss up there. There were also like lots of cables, so many cables. Oh, and the biggest thing that I had to hide, I had gotten a big Ziploc bag full of Lehman mints, you know, that are football-shaped.
Yeah.
I had to make sure that I put those in my drawer so that none of the girls would take them because I knew that some of them would eat them.
Yes. That was a smart, smart move.
Yeah. Hey, keep your hands off my mints.
All right, well, that's cool. Layton, so this was New Year's Eve, is that correct?
Yeah. And so
can you tell me a little bit about the rest of the day or evening?
So open dorm started at 6:30 and it went to 7:30. So that was an hour there. And then we went to first floor of the girls' dorm, and we ate what did we have? We had like meat sandwiches with all assortments of meats and then also wings. They had spicy and non-spicy.
Like buffalo wings.
Yeah.
Nice. The kind you would eat during a football game.
Kind of.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
And then, what else did we have? Yeah. Oh, and then I think we had, like, was it cheesecake? No, it wasn't cheesecake. We had some sort of dessert, and I can't remember what it was. Well, we had, like, a sweets table that had, like, Buckeyes on them, and, like, glazed chocolate cookies or pretzels, and just different sweets like that. And so we ate. And then we spent some time playing, like, pool, ping pong, card games. And then we all sat down and watched a movie.
Ah, cool.
Yeah.
So while all the staff are enjoying this New Year's Eve party, does anybody watch over the residents?
Oh, yeah. There was – we had two guys working that night. One guy was, you know, a VSer here, like one of the guys in the dorm. And the other guy was actually a nursing student who doesn't live in the dorm anymore, but he's like in nursing school and he has a house of his own. He lives in town, but doesn't live in the dorm.
Okay. I hear a little bit of background noise, like paper being tapped or slapped or tablet opening and closing. Yeah. Yep. That sound there.
Oh, sorry. That's me clicking the cancel button on my cruise control in my car.
Ah, okay, because you're parked, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. All right, Leighton. Well, that sounds like a good time.
Oh, and I should say what we watched. We watched War Room.
I've heard it's really good, but I haven't seen it.
It actually is. Like, it's my favorite one of like that whole that company has made. Like, they made what, Facing the Giants, Courageous, and Fireproof.
Yeah.
Well, now okay. War Room, I must admit, I think it's my favorite one so far. Hey,
and I enjoyed the other ones too. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome.
All right, so something's been grinching me. Is that the title for this segment that we decided to call it? What's been grinching me, or what's my Grinch?
What's your Grinch?
What's my Grinch? All right. So what's my Grinch, and what has kind of been possibly ruining my Christmas spirit, you know, these past few weeks? And here's what it is. I'm a big Notre Dame football fan.
Ah.
And a few weeks ago, actually more like a month and a half ago, Notre Dame was pretty much knocked out of their chances to play in the college football playoff, which is not a big deal. You know, I didn't even expect them to be close to that good enough to get into the playoff. But as the season went on, at the end of the season, it was announced that Notre Dame would be playing in a very big bowl. It's called the Fiesta Bowl, and it's one of the biggest bowls right underneath the playoff bowls.
Okay.
And they would be playing Ohio State.
And Ohio State always slaughters Notre Dame.
I mean, if you just want me, if you're now you're really adding to this cringiness. But yes, I Ohio State's a really good football team. They're better than Notre Dame this year. And I knew that Notre Dame would lose that game. And I've been thinking about it for weeks. And the game actually did happen already. It happened a few days ago, yesterday.
I happen to have been working over that time. And so we had that football game on for the residents.
Oh, that's sad. That's sad.
Yeah.
But basically, it's been depressing me because I have a lot of friends and family members who are huge Ohio State fans. And Ohio State fans are the worst kinds of people. I mean, it's not really up for debate.
Well, Ruben, are they really your family if they're Ohio State fans?
I mean, legally, yes.
Biologically, yes. But nothing
so,
more.
But you have to understand, like, I knew Notre Dame was going to lose this game for weeks. And I knew that was bad enough. But what I was really concerned about and dreading is after the loss, the next year of dealing with Ohio State fans about how they destroyed Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl. And so this is day one of the rest of this year.
The rest of your Grinch.
What?
It's day one of the rest of your Grinch.
I guess so.
Oh, Ruben.
But yeah, yesterday was the game. Notre Dame lost to Ohio State. And so, yeah, the loss isn't even that big of a deal. It's just dealing with the Ohio State fans.
Well, and do you know how long it's been since Notre Dame has beaten Ohio State?
I know it's been like more than 40 or 50 years.
I heard that the last time they beat Ohio State, it was in the 1930s.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But I'm sure Ohio State fans will act as if like, whoa, this is the biggest surprise ever. And like, oh, this is the biggest upset. Oh, I mean, who knew? Oh, like, yeah.
So that's been grinching me. Leighton, do you have an update for us about what was grinching you, and is it still grinching you?
It's this, hold on, let me turn on the light and look at myself in the mirror. It's not too bad. It's not near as bad as what it was, like when I was talking to you earlier. But I had several drainings. I had drained my Grinch several times since we've last talked, and it's cleared up quite a bit. There's a darkened spot still on my nose, but it's not near as bad as what it used to be.
A little reminder of what you went through.
Yeah, it's like a battle scar. It's the ghost of Grinch past.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Well, those are all the topics that I had lined up for us to discuss. Do you have anything else, Leighton, to mention? And you should give us an update about this whole camera fund and the purpose behind it, in case someone didn't listen to the episode from a few weeks ago.
Okay. So one day in the future, I hope to someday be able to take pictures that people will look at and be wowed by and just think, ah, this is such a gorgeous picture. I want to hang this on my wall. And I'm not there yet, but I am making strides to get there. And one of the ways is by having this, would you call this a fund me? What would you call it?
Well, no, I would call it more like a Kickstarter, because like if people are getting something when they pay you,
This is true. So if you want to make my dream come true, there is a place on our website, frenchpresspodcast.com/about. It's under the about
tab.
No,
it's just under the about tab if you're on like it's on the homepage.
Oh, it's on the homepage.
Oh yeah.
Well then, request desktop site. Sorry,
no, just
my iPad.
Just go. It's a responsive site, so there isn't a separate site. It's responsive.
Oh, okay, good. Well, okay, so go to freshmesspodcast.com, go down to the bottom, or close to the bottom, I think, and there's a red box that says Camera Fund! And it has an exclamation mark, because you're supposed to shout Camera Fund! And then in there it says, what level of awesome are you? Question mark. And there, you can choose what level of awesome you are. If you're only at level one, Ruben, I think you have it backwards.
I wasn't sure which way to go. I can switch it up.
You have level one awesome is $5. It's a $5 donation, and you get a digital wallpaper.
With one of your photos.
One of my photos as a digital wallpaper. I guess level awesome number two is you get a podcast shout out and a 4x6 print of one of my photos. And you also get the digital wallpaper. Level awesome number three, you get an 8x8 metal print and a podcast shout out and a 4x6 print and the digital wallpaper. And then number four, you get level awesome number four, which is the ultimate level of awesomeness. You get all that was mentioned previously and a 2-hour photo shoot with me. Oh, now that's awesome.
You can't top that. There's no question.
You can't put a price on that. Oh, wait. You can. It's $500.
All right. You know what? And I'll put a link on the website with a link to the blog or the podcast where we went in more detail about it.
Okay.
So people can kind of see some of the photos that you took as well.
Wait, Ruben. I also noticed, like, when I went to the desktop web site, the desktop version of the site, it has snowflakes falling.
It does.
That's so cool.
Thank you.
That is very wintry of you, and I like it.
All right, thank you.
Oh, that is so neat. And it's falling through the letters and everything. It's falling. Oh.
Are you going to be all right?
I eventually, maybe. It's falling through all the icons, Ruben.
Yes, it's falling through everything.
It keeps going. I'm still following this snowflake. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm done. That's a pretty awesome. That's level four level of awesomeness.
Okay. next week we'll be joined by Mr. Dave, if everything works out all right with that. We need a word of the week, Leighton, from you. Anything, Theodore, that we forgot to mention, anything that you've got?
Well, I did have something to say about Ohio State.
Oh, say it!
Well, please share.
Well, I was just going to say, people that are Ohio State fans, I kind of feel bad for them because Ohio is such, it's like the armpit of the Midwest. And they have, if they like have governors like John Kasich, then they have more issues than just for one thing, having a bad school like Ohio State, that that the only thing they can be proud of is their football team. So I kind of feel bad for them. So yeah, Ruben, just to encourage you, just think of that when they're always giving you for, yeah.
Thank you for that, Theodore. I will keep that in mind. Okay. I don't have anything else. We need our word yet, Layton, and then we'll be ready to wrap this up.
I think, fittingly, the word of the week is probably, is handshake one word?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, then that's what it is.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening. If you've got comments, feedback, head on over to our Facebook page and send us a message or leave a comment. And until next time, have a good week. I almost said go Irish, because that's how we close off our, our other podcast.
Go Ohio State. Oh, too soon.
Wait, that's always too soon. All right, guys. Yeah, thank you for listening, and I hope you guys have a great week. Talk to you guys next time.